This weekend, Senator Ted Cruz campaigned for you. He and 10 other Republican senators and senators-elect say they will join Senator Josh Hawley in a vote against certifying Electoral College votes if there isn't an audit of disputed states' votes, including this one. Now, you are not on that list. Why not?
Well, I've said from the start, everything's on the table here, and I'm seriously looking at that. We have to make sure that Georgia and all of Americans trust our voting process. But my number one objective right now has to be winning on January 5th so that we can get to the bottom of what happened in these elections. We know that Democrats will never get to the bottom of it. That's what we're fighting here for. And I'm continuing to fight for this president. He's fought for us. And so we're going to stay on top of that.
So the president says this election was stolen. In fact, he tweeted this weekend that because of how the process was done here in Georgia, the election, including the Senate run, was, quote, illegal and invalid. Do you agree with him?
Well, look, the president has been very consistent. He came down to Georgia in December and said, you have to get out and vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. You have to exercise your right to vote. He's coming back here tomorrow night to Dalton, Georgia, and he's going to tell voters the same thing. You have to get out and vote, Georgia, because this is too important. The country is on the line. They're counting on us. We won't get a second chance. If we lose this election, we could lose the future of the country, because we know Chuck Schumer wants to abolish the filibuster, get rid of the Electoral College, have D.C. statehood, raise our taxes, and the list goes on. Georgians, that's out of step with Georgia.
But I guess, and I know you're focused on January 5th, but January 6th, you have to make that decision. And so today, can you say whether you will certify the Electoral College votes or not, maybe specifically from Georgia?
Well, I'm looking very, very closely at it, and I've been one of the first to say everything's on the table. I'm fighting for this president because he's fought for us. He's our president, and we're going to keep making sure that this is a fair election, and I'm looking very closely at it. But again, none of it matters if I can't win on January 5th.